Zabinski's report to us on discharge to irrigated lands program. I appreciate everybody's patience and fortitude. We're getting there. That's a long day.
Mr. Hills, did you intentionally give the baton to a guy who would keep us here till 6 o'clock at night?
Mr. Massey, if you didn't see that coming.
All right, Ben, this is an information item, and bring us to date, please, on the program that you are developing, sir.
Okay, that is what I will do. Good evening, afternoon, evening. Chairman Norman, members of the board, my name is Ben Zabinski of your staff. I work in the TMDL development unit. I'm the staff lead for the development of the water quality compliance program for discharges from irrigated lands. And I'll be presenting on our progress to date developing this program, which we're calling the Irrigated Lands Discharge Program. A little bit shorter. So I'm going to go over the purpose of the Irrigated Lands Program, where we are in the development, and the stakeholder involvement process that's now underway. We had our first stakeholder advisory group meeting last month, and I'll go over some of the outcomes from that meeting, some of the issues that were discussed. I'll talk a little bit about the program framework and some of the options, and then go through the timeline to develop the program. So we're developing this program to address discharges of waste to waters of the state from activities associated with irrigated lands in our region. And this map shows, you know, I've presented this map before. It shows the main categories of irrigated lands that are going to be in the program. They're shown on the map are the vineyards and orchards in purple, in orange are the irrigated crops and pasture, and the green is rangeland, which is dry land grazing, which isn't actually part of this program. And what you don't see on here is the irrigated crop, which is marijuana, and that is maybe the shade. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so this.
No, he said it. He said it in the workshop.
A recycled joke there. Yeah. So, this program is intended to fulfill the requirements of the California Water Code and the state non-point source policy to regulate discharges. The non-point source policy directs the regional boards to develop some combination of regulatory mechanism to address those discharges. And those options include waste discharge requirements, WDRs, conditional waivers of waste discharge requirements, and or prohibitions. So that's the framework that the Irrigated Lands Program is going to be based on, is using those mechanisms. And the program will serve as a vehicle for implementation of TMDLs, existing and future TMDLs, where agriculture is identified as contributing. And it also provide protection to high-quality waters. The scope will include all waters of the state and all pollutants that could impact beneficial uses. So the challenge of developing the program is to take into account the range of different land uses, as well as the range of different stakeholder interests, and to develop a program that's appropriate for our region. So the way we're going about this is to bring the interests together through a stakeholder process to inform the development. And so to assist us with this, we've contracted with the Center for Collaborative Policy out of Sacramento State, and they're helping us with facilitation and to develop our stakeholder strategy. So we formed a stakeholder advisory group, and that's going to be the main vehicle for hearing the stakeholder concerns and recommendations. So we've had several rounds of outreach. We've sent out a couple surveys. We've been calling potential members of the group to explain the process and to get people involved. And we held our first meeting last month, the advisory group. And I'll talk more about that in a bit. So a little bit more about the group and how the structure of it and the role that they're going to play. So the purpose of the group is to convene the stakeholder interests early on in the development and to provide recommendations to regional board staff. So the membership of the group is close to being finalized, and we feel that it does adequately represent the interests in the region that have a stake in this program. We went through a considerable effort to make sure that, all the interests are represented. And in addition, there's a mechanism to, add additional members if they're currently not represented on the group. So the plan for the group is to have the group meet as a region-wide group, and we had that meeting in Reading, which was a region-wide meeting with all the members attending. But we're also going to break out into subgroups representing the different geographic areas in our region. So that's the next slide. So we have four subgroups. So one is Sonoma, Mendocino, and Marin County. One's Del Norte, Humboldt, and Trinity. One's in the Scott and Shasta and the upper mid-Klamath. And then one covering the Tule Lake and Butte Valley. Hopefully you're familiar. Well, it shows where they are, so that should be clear. So they have there's different issues in these different areas. So the setup is that the recommendations of the subgroup are brought back to the large group, and then they're going to finalize recommendations to the staff, and then we'll make the recommendations to the board on the draft program elements. So after this process, there's also the normal public review process, and there's more opportunity for comment then. So it's our hope by the time the draft orders are prepared that a lot of these issues can be resolved and we can come up with solutions that we can put into the program. However, I want to mention that the group does not need to reach consensus. If issues are not resolved, we're going to be presenting the range of options to the board. So this was, so we had our first meeting in Reading, and there's a picture there to prove that it actually happened. So we presented the legal basis for the program, the scope of the program, some of the options for permitting and monitoring. Our facilitator that I mentioned, he did a great job. He presented the group charter, which lays out the ground rules for the group and then how the decisions will be made that I just described how that will happen. Okay, so some of the things that we talked about, there was discussion about the makeup of the group, and there were some concerns that we've addressed. The topic of fees was discussed, and there was the recent revision to the state fee schedule for irrigated lands. We also discussed the concept of differentiating risk levels and forming tiers that would have potentially different program requirements equal to, commensurate with their risk to water quality. So the different risk levels, that will be a main topic at the next meeting. We're going to go to the subgroup meetings next. So that's on the next slide. So these subgroup meetings, we had this one large group meeting. Now we're going to do two subgroup meetings, one in February and one in March. We've set the dates for those meetings. They're going to be held locally in that area. So then we'll come back to the full group again in May, and then back to the subgroups. And then in all, it's going to run through April 2013. And then we hope to have a draft program ready for the public review process in the summer of 2013 and have draft orders ready to be heard by the board by the fall of 2013. So it's about a year and a half. Okay, so that's a little bit more than that. So this is my contact information. Feel free to contact me with your suggestions and questions. We've been updating our website, and there's lots of information, additional information there. So
it's, Ben, thank
it's
you.
Underway, yeah.
It was good to attend. I actually attended that meeting. I thought, I was a pretty big skeptic, actually, about a year ago to you in March, and I admit it now. At the same time, I do think the use of the Center Collaborative Policy was very smart. I think the use of a stakeholder policy program here is probably very smart as well. I think you got the tiger by the tail, and trying to get an outcome from that is going to be quite interesting. But I think that you made some really big steps that day to set forth a process and program that could potentially pay big dividends.
Right. Thank
and
you.
I encourage you to go forth. I think you're on track.
Thank you.
Board member comments, question, Mr. Hill.
I shared your for lack of a better word, skepticism when you presented this to us, Ben, just with the schedule and trying to, you know, just how you were sort of wondering aloud how it was all going to come together. So this is, it's nice to see this. I like the structure of the stakeholder advisory group, and I think that's, you know, the way you've got it all laid out here, it gives us a little bit of encouragement that it's, you know, it's got some good structure and it's all starting, the pieces are starting to fit together. So
Not that
we didn't doubt you. We're big fans, but at when you laid it out in your schedule, it was such a daunting task. David and I looked at each other, scratched our heads, went, my gosh, but this is
yeah, because I guess that's, you know, we didn't have anything set up, and that was kind of, the presentation was almost scratching our heads.
Yeah.
It's
great.
Now we have a track to go on now, for sure. Well,
and come back and talk to us in the future, Ben. Keep us updated about how progress, what's happening, and where you're going with it.
Yeah, and there'll be a meeting here on the 16th, I think. So that's going to be the Sonoma Marin Mendocino group. We'll be at this office probably. So,
any other board member comments or questions? Thank you very much, Ben. Appreciate it. All right, we've got two other items. We have executive officer report. Is there anything you would like to add to our